A reading from the book of Genesis. God put Abraham to the test. He called to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son Isaac, your only one, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. There you shall offer him up as a burnt offering on a height that I will point out to you." So early the next morning, Abraham saddled his donkey, took with him his son Isaac and two of his servants as well, and with the wood that he had cut from burnt offering, set out for the place for which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham got sight of the place from afar. Then he said to his servants, "Both of you stay here with the donkey, while the boy and I go on over yonder. We will worship and then come back to you." Thereupon Abraham took the wood for the burnt offerings and laid it on his son Isaac's shoulders, while he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two walked on together, Isaac spoke to his father Abraham. "Father," he said. "Yes, son," he replied. Isaac continued, "Here are the fire and the wood, but where is the sheep for the burnt offering?" "Son," Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the sheep for the burnt offering." Then the two continued going forward. When they came to the place in which God had told him, Abraham built an altar there that arranged the wood on it. Next, he tied up his son Isaac and put him on top of the wood of the altar. Then he reached out and took his knife and slaughtered his son. But the Lord's messenger called to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he answered. "Do not lay your hand on your boy," said the messenger. "Do not do the least thing to him. I know how devoted you are to God, since you did not withhold from me your own beloved son." As Abraham looked about, he spied a ram caught by its horns in a thicket. So he went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering in place of his son. Abraham called the site Yahweh Yireh. Hence people now say, "On the mountain the Lord will see." Again the Lord's messenger called to Abraham from heaven and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you acted as you did, in not withholding from me your beloved son, I will bless you abundantly and make your descendants as countless as the stars of the sky and the sands of the seashore. Your descendants shall take possession of the gates of their enemies, and in your descendants all the nations of the earth shall find blessing. All this because you obeyed my command." Abraham then returned to his servants, and they set out together for Beersheba, where Abraham made his home. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, because of your kindness, because of your truth. Why should the pagan say, "Where is their God?" I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Our God is in heaven. Whatever he wills, he does. Their idols are silver and gold, the handiwork of men. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. They have mouths, but they speak not. They have eyes, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. They have noses, but they smell not. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Their makers shall be like them, everyone who trusts in them. The house of Israel trusts in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. After entering a boat, Jesus made the crossing and came to his own town. And there people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." So that some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." Jesus knew what they were thinking and said, "Why do you harbor evil thoughts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He rose and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were struck with awe and glorified God who had given such authority to men. The Gospel of the Lord. And so we continue on with Abraham's story. And again, when you look at this with no faith, it's really bad, right? God tells Abraham, "I want you to kill your son for me." Okay, I'll do it. Think about it. Now, all of you, most of you, have children. God comes to you in your prayer and says, "Listen, I want you to kill your kid. What are you going to do?" "Father Larry will kill me if I even think about that." Correct. But the reality is we make this a pious story, and when we make things pious stories, we forget what it cost the people. We forget what was going through. But again, you got to know that Abraham trusts God, that if God, as Paul says, if God's going to ask Abraham to do this, then God's going to bring that child back to life, because God is the God of life. The God, he has complete faith that if God asks him for something, knowing that that is the child of the promise, that God will make it right. And so he takes his son. And again, we've talked about this, but if you put it in the context of the New Testament, there is God and there is Abraham, and he puts the wood on the shoulders of his son. His son carries the wood up the hill and he goes to offer him up, and God says, "Don't you dare. Abraham, don't you give your son to prove your love for me. Abraham, I will give my son to prove my love for you." And then Jesus Christ takes the wood of the cross and offers up his life. And that's why St. John the Baptist says, "Behold the Lamb of God." God himself provided the Lamb. But with all of us, it comes to the same thing. Are we willing to give up whatever the Lord asks us to give up? Again, I had a poster that said, "Sometimes I think I have fully surrendered, and then he asks for something I'm not willing to give up." What is that in our lives? You need to trust God with it. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.